You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
It's Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa with a Daily Dime. NBA Finals Game 3 tonight. Suddenly a series? 1-1. How long can Miami keep this up? Listen, I agree with Mike and Evan in their series preview. Denver's the better team. Denver in five games. Yet, whoa. Denver hadn't lost at home all postseason, and Miami just evened it up. And now they're at home, and the spread's suspiciously only 2.5. So here's the deal. Not going to give out a pick with the spread. 70% of the public backing Denver. It's the side I like. I think they're the better team. But are we going to run into, as Mike calls them, the gym class heroes, this Miami team that just defies logic and scraps and claws? And they are doing this, and they've done it in every round. So, listen, you could put your stake in the ground. You could join Joe Public. You can bet like everybody else tonight, and you might hit, and I think you will hit. But I'm not handing it out because this podcast does not condone heavy public obvious picks, and that is what Denver is tonight. So, a little deeper, some things to consider, player props. I want to hand out Michael Porter Jr. over 2.5 made threes tonight. Porter is a volume three-point shooter. He's a good three-point shooter, 40% on the season, 42% on the road. He's been off to a slow start in this series. He's ice cold. He's 3 of 17 in the first two games. So this is positive regression. This is a guy with volume, with a track record, on the best offense in basketball. And I don't know what Miami's going to do to Jokic. I don't know if they're going to double him. I don't know if they're going to say, just let him have his and try to keep everybody else away. But Denver's got size in the front court. I think it's one of the biggest storylines in the series. Aaron Gordon showed it early in game one, transition, mismatch, body people. Porter, they don't have anybody who can disrupt him as a shooter. They don't have length. So I think he's going to get his volume, and I think it's about time he starts hitting some of these threes. Whether they win, of course he's going to be involved. And if they're trailing, yeah, they're going to give this guy shots. It's outside of Murray and Jokic, he's the dude. He's the number three. So Michael Porter Jr., over 2.5 made threes. It's minus 110, minus 115. Shop around. If you want to get frisky, you throw it in with Denver money line, and it's plus 190. You want to throw it in with Michael Porter Jr.'s total, 14.5. You can three-leg this thing up to 240, plus 240. But again, parlays, it's hard enough to go 3-0, 3-0, 3-0 every night. Part of what I like doing with a parlay is correlation. So it's the idea that if Porter hits his threes, he's more likely to hit his total. If he's on, Denver's more likely to win. He's a key cog. Now, you're not getting plus 1,000, but you feel better about the chance that it hits. Now, again, Miami could screw this whole thing up, which is why the only thing that I'm making a play is Porter over 2.5 threes. Now, Jokic is an interesting one. He had the triple-double in game one. Buying tickets to a game, especially last minute, it can be a hassle. Took a trip to Chicago with some buddies. We decided, hey, let's go to Wrigley, try to find the deal. Let me tell you, last-minute ticket prices, it's brutal. The Game Time app is here to change that. Authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which means it's fast, it's easy, and the big thing, prices on the Game Time app actually go down as you get closer to the first pitch. Great last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. About that guarantee, if you find a ticket in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% the difference. Like right now, I'm looking in the app, Tigers Twins. You find the cheapest seats. It's right there in red with the flame, $4 seat in right field. The flash deals are in yellow, and the best deal with the blue ribbon, $50 behind home plate, 12 rows up. The app is easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Did not in game two. He's plus 115 to record one in game three. He's got nine in the playoffs. I don't know how to properly contextualize what Jokic is. By the numbers, he's as statistically dominant a player as we've seen maybe ever. I mean, he is a big who scores in the 30s. He's the most gifted passing big I think the game has ever seen. He shoots the three at a damn near 50% clip. The stats say the dude's a monster. All-time great, and then you watch him play basketball, and you're like, who's this chubby guy who can't run very fast and doesn't jump very high? And I think it's the most unassuming superstar. So somehow, despite the fact that his fingerprints are all over what I think is the eventual champion, and by the way, a fun offense. I don't care about this. Oh, Denver's boring. Fun offense that runs through him. Despite all that, I think he slept on. And when you consider what's at stake here, finals legacy, if Jokic and the Nuggets win, he has two MVPs, likely a finals MVP, and an NBA championship. That would put him in a category that includes only 10 other guys. Guys like Jordan, LeBron, Wilt, Kareem, Magic, Bird, Moses, Duncan, Curry. It's a very small group. And while I'm not going to tell you today that Jokic is one of the 10 greatest players of all time or 12 greatest players of all time, I'm saying he is starting to build a resume that could put him in that position 5-10 years from now, because he's accumulating all of the stats and the accomplishments, and they're finally at the mountaintop. And as long as Miami doesn't screw things up, Jokic is going to have his place among the all-time greats. And I don't know if we are truly recognizing just how crazy all this is, how impressive all this is, because I think, oh, it's Denver and Miami, and it's not this top billing and whatever. But I'm telling you, they're a fun team to watch. You guys who have been paying attention know what he's capable of. And how did I get off on this tangent? Oh, if you want to bet, the triple-double is out there. The other thing you can do if you don't want to rely on, oh, he had nine assists and I got screwed, you can do the player combos. It's set at 50.5, so that's points, rebounds, and assists. And that's how you can cheat a little bit. If you go, oh, he's going to score 30... he's going to get 12, and, you know, I don't need 10 assists now, right? Or if he scores 40 like he did in game two, you get 10 boards and a couple assists, and you hit your player combo. So if you're not into those, peruse, take a peek. Maybe you find something you like, but Jokic is the ultimate player combos guy if you want to go that way and you want to bet that. So those are some options. Game 3, NBA Finals, you know the drill. Bet responsibly. Bet what you're willing to lose. Bet enough to have fun and get after it tonight. NBA Finals Game 3, it's Cash the Ticket.